Hey everyone, welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax, the show where we take all that complicated workplace stuff and make it actually make sense. I'm your host, Chad, and whether you're a business owner, an HR professional, or just someone who wants to know their rights at work, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving into working hours and employee benefits in Cambodia. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack. I've got a fantastic guest with me today. She's a legal expert who knows this space inside and out. Zoe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chad. Really happy to be here. This is such an important topic, and I'm excited to break it down with you today.
Same here. All right, let's just jump straight in. Working hours, where do we start?
So the foundation of it all is pretty straightforward. The law sets normal working hours at a maximum of 8 hours a day, or 48 hours a week. And on top of that, every employee is entitled to one full day off each week. We're talking 24 consecutive hours, not just a half day here and there. That's usually Sunday, but if the business has different needs, it can be another day.
Okay, so 8 hours a day, one full day off a week. That's the baseline. Now, overtime, because I feel like that's where things get a little murky for a lot of people.
It can feel that way, but honestly, the rules are pretty clear once you know them. Overtime is really meant only for exceptional or urgent situations. It's not supposed to be a routine thing. And here's something really important that a lot of people don't realize. Overtime has to be voluntary. An employee cannot be penalized for saying no. And on the employer side, they're actually expected to get approval from the labor inspector before assigning overtime work.
Wow. So it's not just a case of your boss saying, hey, stay late tonight. There's a whole process involved.
Exactly. And there's also a cap on how much overtime can actually be worked. Generally, it's limited to 2 hours per day. So when you add that to the regular 8 hours, an employee should never be working more than 10 hours in a single day.
That's a really important number to know. Now, when it comes to actually getting paid for that overtime, how does it work?
So the rate depends on when the overtime happens. If you're working overtime on a normal working day and it's between 5 in the morning and 10 at night, you're entitled to 150% of your regular wage. But if you're working between 10 at night and 5 in the morning, that jumps up to 200%. And any work done on your weekly rest day or on a public holiday, also 200%.
So the later and less convenient it is, the more you get compensated. That makes sense. All right, let's shift gears and talk about employee benefits, because I think this is something a lot of workers are curious about. What are the must-haves? The ones that every employer is required to provide.
There are quite a few core ones. So first, annual leave. Employees earn 1.5 days of leave per month, which adds up to 18 days per year. Then there are paid public holidays, which are officially set each year. And for sick leave, employees can take up to 6 months off with a valid medical certificate.
6 months of sick leave. That's actually quite generous. What about maternity leave?
Female employees are entitled to 90 days of maternity leave, and during that time, they receive 50% of their regular salary. So it's paid leave, which is really important for families.
Absolutely. And what about situations that come up unexpectedly, like a family emergency?
Yes, there's a provision for that too. Employers can grant special leave of up to 7 days for events that directly affect an employee's immediate family. So things like a bereavement or a serious illness in the family, there's room built in for that.
That's really good to know. Let's talk about the bigger picture, social protections. What does the system look like in Cambodia?
So employers are required to register their employees with the National Social Security Fund. Most people know it as the NSSF. That registration covers things like work-related injuries, and it also contributes to broader protections like healthcare and pensions. It's really the backbone of the social safety net for workers here.
Got it. Now, I've been hearing more and more about seniority payments lately. Can you explain how those work?
Sure. Seniority payments apply to employees on what we call unspecified duration contracts. So your open-ended, ongoing employment relationships. These payments are made twice a year, once in June and once in December. Each payment equals 7.5 days worth of wages and benefits. So over the full year, that comes to 15 days total. It's basically a way of rewarding loyalty and long-term service.
So if you've been with a company for years, those payments really start to add up. What about employees on fixed-term contracts? Do they get something similar?
They do, Yes, though it works a little differently. When a fixed duration contract comes to an end, those employees are entitled to severance pay, and it must be at least 5% of the total wages they earned throughout the contract. The one exception is employees who are still in their probation period.
Makes sense. Okay, last question. We've covered all the things employers are legally required to do, but what about the extras? What do employers actually offer on top of all this?
Oh, this is where it gets interesting, because a lot of employers, especially those who want to attract and keep good talent, go well beyond the legal minimums. You'll see things like additional health or life insurance, retirement savings plans, housing allowances, which are especially common for foreign employees, transportation support, meal allowances, and performance-based bonuses. The legal framework gives you the floor, but really competitive employers are building something much more comfortable on top of that.
I love that framing. The floor versus what you actually build on top of it. That's a great way to think about it.
Exactly. And honestly, when employers understand the rules and go beyond them where they can, it creates workplaces that are not just legally compliant, but genuinely fair and motivating.
Couldn't agree more. Zoe, this has been such a great conversation. You've made something that can feel really dense and complicated feel completely approachable. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Chad. It's always great to talk about this stuff. The more people know their rights and responsibilities, the better off everyone is.
Absolutely. And to everyone listening, thank you for tuning in to Cambodia Legal and Tax. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a colleague or a friend who could use it. Stay informed, stay empowered, and we'll catch you on the next one.